Bandwidth for the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. That's CacheFly.com. Live from Evolution's Kingston, it's the Avaya Podcast Network with Mark Fletcher. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletch once again at the Avaya Podcast Network, live at Evolutions in Jamaica, and we're doing our first customer interview. We're talking to Dwayne Samuels with Zormus Consulting. And Dwayne, you have on your business card UX engineer.
That's right.
What the hell is a UX engineer?
Well, UX actually stands for user experience. As you see, many different applications come up from time to time. They really put emphasis on the experience people actually feel on using these applications. So it's a really, it's kind of a new field. And yeah, it's really interesting and it's really, really cool, believe me.
So I guess the closest thing would be ergonomics.
Yes, almost like that. Basically, the way how people use the software or use mobile applications, the way how they actually feel when using it.
So an example of that would be your business card application, I think.
Exactly, Grickly. And we take into consideration, if you think about even the color sometimes, colors have a huge effect on how people actually perceive things. So we place elements in the right place so that people actually use it in the best way and get what they actually need to be done in the fastest period of time.
Okay. Avaya is brand new to you, right?
Basically, yes.
Obviously we're a worldwide communications company.
Yes.
Multimedia interaction is the hot topic today.
Yes, sure.
So give me your recipe for improving the user experience of Twitter.
When using Twitter, you can see that a lot of people just use it to just contact persons, and they're not really, users aren't separated in certain groups. Twitter has lists, right? But at times, those lists aren't properly as managed as Facebook does their lists. Because even the main Twitter application for Windows, for the iPhone, doesn't have the list plugin. Because I follow over 700 people on Twitter, and at times it's so hard to keep up with those people who actually matter, if you understand what I mean.
Sure.
So implementing a proper list structure for Twitter would be a really great upgrade for them, and it would really help with their valuation, I think, over time, yeah.
One of the things I think we're at a risk of right now is we're over-immersing ourselves with content and information and data. And you're getting this information overload, information anarchy. And I mean, we're getting to the point where it's just too much data and you've actually now become counterproductive.
Exactly, it's true. And if you look at the statistics, people are actually saying that, it was last year that they did this research and said that right now, the average person consumes as much data as kings did 200 years ago.
Wow.
For their whole lifetime.
That's right? Amazing.
So that's really, really cool if you look into it. Right now, I think the future of technology is not with providing data to the masses. It's providing simplified news feeds or simplified
information.
Exactly.
You could probably call that just situational awareness.
Well, basically, you can call it that.
As an overview, no matter what you're doing. You've got a tie to Richard Branson.
Yeah, you can call it that.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, it was really cool. I'm in this incubator program called the Branson Center of Entrepreneurship, and Richard Branson is the person obviously behind that. And
he's got a few dollars.
Yeah. A few people even say that, quote unquote, he has more money than God. Some people would really agree with saying that, but yeah. Some people actually go that far and say that. But yeah, he has a few dollars. And basically, he has an incubator program here in Jamaica called, as I said, the Branson Center of Entrepreneurship. And I was selected from a group of I'm not sure of the amount, but it was from a lot of people. And they selected the top 16 cohort 3, right? And because of our application, Grickly, which is the business card application, which you made reference to earlier when we were talking. So yeah, they provide us with business advice, they provide us with access to funding, access to network, and access to legal advice, legal services, and they help to grow companies here in Jamaica. So we're in the technology industry, we have startups in agriculture, stuff like that. So they're helping us to be awesome.
Well, yeah, no, and I think it's a fantastic idea because when we were talking before, you said the average life of a business card is 1 week, right?
Yeah, basically, that's a good business card, you know? Because, as I was saying, business cards, you get a business card, 90% of the times within a week you throw it away, or you can't find it, or it's, as I said, it's in my wallet or something, and I don't remember it's there. When it's on your phone, it's easily accessible, and you never leave your phone, you know, you never leave your phone anywhere.
Right, so your application shares business cards through smartphones, through QR codes, emails.
Exactly,
right?
Through QR codes and emails. So if you're at an event and, I want to share my business card with you, just pull your phone out, you can send it to their email address, or you can just scan the Grickly barcode in inside the application. It's really, really simple to use, and it's really fast.
And it's green.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you can't even think about that, because even I think they produce close to 600 billion business cards, I think, every 6 months.
Wow.
US. 600 billion, that's a whole lot.
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot. So
that, that's almost more money than Richard Branson has.
You know, right? Yeah, so it's really cool.
Well, fantastic. That's great. Well, enjoy the show. I hope you find some great technology. Avaya is very immersed in the user experience from a business perspective. So I'd love to hear what your opinions are on our user interfaces. And, you know, I think a guy like you could be very, very valuable to a company like us.
Yeah, probably.
So, great. Well, congratulations, Wayne. Thanks for stopping by the Avaya Podcast Network, and hopefully we'll add another follower to your 700.
No problem. That's great.
Take care.
Yeah, man.
You've been listening to the Avaya Podcast Network at Avaya Evolutions. For more information, visit avaya.com/evolutions.